We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What the Yankees are doing really is remarkable when you think about it. They've lost everybody. You've got Domingo Germán, who they penciled in as the sixth guy in the rotation, that swing guy potentially if there were any injuries, and obviously has there been injuries, why not?
Yep.
Severino started the year injured. He'll be out.
He's been the best pitcher in New York so far.
Yeah, well, he's really been one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Yeah, well, specifically in New York, though.
Sure, he's been great.
Yep.
And he pitched into the seventh inning yesterday, and I got to hand it to the Yankees because when you know ahead of time a forecast is going to be a certain way,
right?
As opposed to saying, look, we're going to try to start it at 1 o'clock, or we're going to sit around for 3 hours, I like the idea, and you usually don't see it. The only time I ever really remember seeing that is if there's a hurricane coming. Like, I've seen that before. All right, there's a hurricane coming. We're going to move the game up. I saw that down in South Florida a couple of times. You usually don't see, hey, there's a bad forecast. We're going to change the start time. But the Yankees did that on Saturday afternoon where they announced the following day the game was going to start at 4, and it worked out because they started the game after the rain had stopped, and they got a bulk of the game in until the rains just started pouring down. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In the seventh and eighth inning to the point where they had to stop it. But I like that. I know it's not ideal for the fans, but you know what? It's better than saying, okay, we're going to start at 1 o'clock and then you sit there for 3.5 hours before it starts.
How many? And they gave the bats out yesterday too, right? Was it yesterday, bat day?
Yeah. I mean, there weren't many people there.
No, I'm saying. So they're going to have another bat day.
Yeah.
I wonder.
They should.
No, I'm just asking. I that's why I'm throwing it out there.
What to do with all those extra bats?
Right.
And hopefully they'll do something with the tickets because it does stink if you had tickets to a Sunday afternoon game early May.
It's terrible.
And that happens.
I mean, a lot of people probably wouldn't go with the weather and just because of the time change.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at the ballpark. There weren't a lot of people there.
No.
Which is understandable. But the Yankees continue to do it. You know, DJ LeMahieu gets the big two-out single in the second inning. Mike Tauchman, who you figure is on the potential outs as they start to get healthier, has just a great at-bat in the fourth inning. At that time, it's 2-1. He's behind in the count 0-2. He's battling Big Mike, Michael Pineda. And he kept fouling pitches off.
Way,
and then finally.
Big Pineda.
Oh, he's very big.
He's definitely that.
Pineda ate Pineda. But Tauchman hits that two-run home run as he's fighting for his baseball livelihood. And Domingo Germán does a great job. Tommy Kahnle, who's really stepped up. He's looked a lot more like 2017 Tommy Kahnle than 2018 Tommy Kahnle. Adam Ottavino was able to get a couple of outs. And then I believe Boone went to Chapman with a couple on in the eighth inning because he knew the eighth inning was really the ninth inning. He saw what was going on. He knew the way the rain was coming down.
Right.
There was no way they were going to play a ninth inning. So I'm going to give Aaron Boone credit for foresight that he said, I'm going to go to Chapman in the eighth inning, not for a four-out save, but for a one-out eighth inning save. And that's exactly what happened as the Yankees beat the Twins in a 7.5-inning game. They actually started the bottom of the eighth inning. And I think what convinced the umpiring is what happened in the bottom of the eighth. First, you had a walk. Then you had a passed ball, a wild pitch, and then a pitch that was like 10 feet over the catcher's head. I'm exaggerating, but it was significantly over the catcher's head. And I think it just looked dangerous out there. And they realized they had to stop the game, and they didn't wait all that long. I think they waited an hour before they canned it. And I'm not a fan of that. I've made that clear. I think you should play nine innings. But it does even out for the Yankees because they were losing a game to the White Sox 9-6 a couple of weeks ago that they canned. And now they have this game where they're up 4-1 after 7.5. So I guess it evens itself out, but they could not continue that game the way the rains were coming.
Well, look, like I said, in the old days when teams actually came in to play, you know, another team more than once a year, they would have that game would have never been played. They would have rained it out like in the morning or even the day before. But you got to play these games, and you give them credit for a 4 o'clock start. But I tell you right now, this team—they amaze me. This team, and by the way, they finally now that you can put to bed that they haven't beaten any teams with winning records because they got two wins against teams with winning records with Minnesota. And we know that's going to continue, obviously. But I give them credit for what they've done, what this team has managed to do with all the injuries they've had, and that they're 19-14 and continue to win games and get contributions from guys like Tauchman and, you know, Urshela, and we could go right on down the line with all the guys that have contributed. It's unbelievable.
No, it's incredible.
It's unbelievable. That's
how you win in this league. Everybody's going to have injuries. Right now the Washington Nationals are dealing with injuries. You need guys to step up. And what the Yankees have been able to get is I think they've gotten really good performances by the regulars that are still there.
And the pitching has been good. I mean, that gets lost in a shovel. The starting pitching has been very good.
Yeah, and you've had a very steady rotation. J. Happ, until recently, kind of turned his season around. Paxton had pitched well. Obviously, he left early over the weekend. C.C. Sabathia has pitched well. And we know about Domingo Germán. But Luke Voit had been performing at a high level.
Big time.
Gleyber Torres is now hot. I think it's like a 12-game hitting streak. And they're starting to get healthier. I mean, you just look at the lineup the other day. It's still not back to what it should be. But it just looks a lot better than what we were staring at a couple of weeks ago. Gary Sanchez is a tremendous hitter. Yep. No matter what Yankee fans want to say about him.
He's been killing it lately, I'll tell you that.
Sure has. And getting Miguel Andujar back is a big help.
Of course.
And we've seen the
Yankees. I think Frazier's back tonight, isn't he? I see Frazier tonight.
Clint Frazier has been activated, so he's back tonight.
Right.
So
it'll
be interesting to see who loses the playing time. Is it Cameron Maybin or Mike Tauchman? Because for now, I think they're both still on the roster. I think Stephen Tarpley was the guy sent down, so they actually sent a pitcher down. But who continues to play? You know, Tauchman had a good day yesterday, but overall, in the time he's filled in, guy's hitting about 170.
No, you're right.
And Maybin is a major leaguer. He's a veteran, but he's a major leaguer. We don't know if Mike Tauchman's a major leaguer. But what we saw yesterday is how, to me, Aaron Boone should draw this lineup up. He had Andujar DHing in the middle of the order, and he had Urshela playing third base. That is their best defensive lineup, and it's probably right now their best offensive lineup. So to me, I'd probably continue to play Maybin, Gardner in center, Frazier in left. You've got Sanchez, Andujar, Torres, LeMahieu, Voit. Now all of a sudden you hear those guys and you say, well, that's not bad.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Not bad at all.
Andujar DHing, Urshela at third base. That's not bad. The negative, though, is now James Paxton's hurt.
Yep.
And it's amazing
3 weeks,
how...
Did I hit 3 weeks for Paxton? Is that what I'm hearing?
That's what Brian Cashman said yesterday. He did an interview with MLB Radio, and he said 3 weeks. So we'll see. We'll see if it is 3 weeks.
Right, right.
This is very normal for James Paxton. We talked about this upon them trading for him. He's never had a full year in which he hasn't missed a start or two or five. Like, that's why the biggest question about James Paxton is, can the guy stay healthy for a full season? Obviously, 2019 is not going to be that either because he's going on the injured list, and in 3 weeks, you're missing probably about four or five starts. He has never made 30 starts in his career. Last year, he made 28. Maybe that's the number we're looking at this year, and that's what you hope because it means he's going to come back and not get hurt again.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, he's been pitching well, that's for sure. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I mean, but it's
real well.
It's almost now when the Yankees face an injury. All right.
It's another one. They just keep rolling.
We'll deal.
That's it. That's what they've done.
Because they have so well.
Done. They really have.
It creates an opportunity for Jonathan Loaisiga, who I think, and maybe with this Chad Green demotion and Chad Green looking like a different player, that's how I think I envision Loaisiga long term. Not necessarily short term, because I think short term they need that starting pitching depth. And as John Heyman pointed out, they may have interest in Dallas Keuchel once the draft comes around, because they don't want to give up that compensation. So I think Loaisiga is valuable because he does give them that starting pitching depth. But watching him, I've looked at him and see a guy who first time around the order, first two innings, he looks dominant, and then he starts to become more hittable. I think he's probably a reliever long term, but in the short term, he's another guy that's got to step up as the Yankees deal with a crazy amount of injuries.
He really is amazing, but they continue to persevere. 19-14, incredible.
Yeah, and
especially since they got off. They didn't really get off to a good start at all.
No.
And they've just played terrific baseball.
Yeah, I mean, they needed to survive the injuries.
Done more than that.
They've done more than that. They were under 500. I think they were 8-10 at one point.
Yep. Now they're 19-14.
Now they're 19-14. And they're hanging in there. You know, the Red Sox are starting to play better, which you assumed was going to happen. Tampa's obviously played well overall. They're going to get their crack at the Rays over the weekend down in Florida. They have the Mariners this week. I think reality's starting to settle in on the Seattle Mariners. They've got four games with them coming up. You want to see Tanaka give you a quality outing. But CC's been solid. We've got two potential Hall of Famers going at it tonight in C.C. Sabathia and Felix Hernandez.
Yeah.
When I think of them, I think of the debate from about, what was it, 6 years ago when C.C. and Felix were battling for the Cy Young, and Felix was the guy with the low ERA but not a lot of wins.
Yeah, he won it, too. He won 13 wins he won it with.
Yeah, and Sabathia had the wins, but the higher ERA, the old ERA win debate, which now wouldn't even happen. I don't think that'd even be a debate.
Well,
the guy with the lower ERA would win.
Yep, we saw it with DeGrom.
Yeah.
Not even debatable. And 10 wins.
Right, it wasn't even close.
Yep.
But I think back then, there were just a lot of different views on it. I think views have changed. I think a lot of people who at that time were screaming and yelling, it's about the wins, I think a lot of those voices have changed. I think they've realized that it's just not the best way to kind of measure a guy's success. But Felix is an interesting Hall of Fame candidate because he had some really dominant seasons, but he's fallen off big time.
Big time.
He's not the same guy he used to, and he's not that old. And he's 33 years old. He's not 37, 38, but he hasn't had a dominant year in about 5 years. But right now for his career, 169 and 130 with a 3.35 ERA, and he won one Cy Young and had 2 second place finishes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think of him as a Hall of Famer. That's me.
Won 2 ERA titles.
I understand.
2.27 and 2.14, which is not bad. So, it's, you know what it comes down to, Joe? It's what we talked about last week. He dominated for 5 years.
Right, right.
Is that enough?
Again, there's guys that should be in that aren't. You know, I keep going back to David Cone. It bothers me. I'm bothered.
The Mets have acquired right-hander Wilmer Font.
Who?
For cash from the Tampa Bay Rays.
Wilmer Font. What do you know about him?
That he's a reliever for the Rays who's not any good. That's all I know.
That's great.
5.79 ERA. Great. So the Mets add a bullpen.
It fit right in. 5.79 ERA fits right in.
Hey, their bullpen was good yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
They actually kept him in the game.
They did. You're right.
Yeah, I think Felix is more along the lines of, can you be dominant for 5 years and then have a very marginal rest of your career, and is that enough? Because for, I'd say for 4 years, he was maybe the best pitcher in the American League.
Well, it hurts him that he hasn't been that guy for a number of years and he's still pitching.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that hurts him.
Oh, yeah.
It definitely does.
Because if you take away and you can't his 30s, and you just look at his statistics in his 20s, he probably has an ERA of high two, low three.
Right, right.
Which is really good.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But, you know, this year he's 4.5. Last year he was 5.5.
Oh.
Year before that was 4.5.
Mm.
Year before that were high three. So he hasn't really been a dominant pitcher in about 5 years. But he's going to be interesting. Him and CeCe are different, though, in that way. CeCe's had the more consistent careers, reinvented himself late, while Hernandez had those, you know, five dominant years in the middle of his career.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.